Ma and Pa enjoy taking us to a noodle shop in the morning before Pa goes off to work. As usual, the place is filled with people having breakfast. The clang and clatter of spoons against the bottom of bowls, the slurping of hot tea and soup, the smell of garlic, cilantro, ginger, and beef broth in the air make my stomach rumble with hunger. Across from us, a man uses chopsticks to shovel noodles into his mouth. Next to him, a girl dips a piece of chicken into a small saucer of hoisin sauce while her mother cleans her teeth with a toothpick. Noodle soup is a traditional breakfast for Cambodians and Chinese. We usually have this, or for a special treat, French bread with iced coffee. "Sit still," Ma says, as she reaches down to stop my leg mid-swing, but I end up kicking her hand. Ma gives me a stern look and a swift slap on my leg. "Don't you ever sit still? You are 5 years old. You are the most troublesome child. Why can't you be like your sisters? How will you ever grow up to be a proper young lady?" Ma sighs. Of course, I have heard all this before. It must be hard for her to have a daughter who does not act like a girl, to be so beautiful and have a daughter like me. Among her women friends, Ma is admired for her height, slender build, and porcelain white skin. I often overhear them talking about her beautiful face when they think she cannot hear. Because I'm a child, they feel free to say whatever they want in front of me, believing I cannot understand. So while they're ignoring me, they comment on her perfectly arched eyebrows, almond-shaped eyes, tall, straight Western nose, and oval face. At 5'6", Ma is an Amazon among Cambodian women. Ma says she's so tall because she's all Chinese. She says that someday my Chinese side will also make me tall. I hope so, because now when I stand, I'm only as tall as Ma's hips. Princess Moninay of Cambodia, now she is famous for being proper, Ma continues. It is said that she walks so quietly that no one ever hears her approaching. She smiles without ever showing her teeth. She talks to men without looking directly in their eyes. What a gracious lady she is. Ma looks at me and shakes her head. "Hmm," is my reply, taking a loud swig of Coca-Cola from the small bottle. Ma says I stomp around like a cow dying of thirst. She's tried many times to teach me the proper way for a young lady to walk. First, you connect your heel to the ground, then roll the ball of your feet on the earth while your toes curl up painfully. Finally, you end up with your toes gently pushing you off the ground. All this is supposed to be done gracefully, naturally, and quietly. It all sounds too complicated and painful to me. Besides, I am happy stomping around. The kind of trouble she gets into. Well, just the other day, she... Ma continues to paw, but is interrupted when our waitress arrives with our soup.